What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute. Today is Halloween, October 31st. We're talking real estate, commercial, residential, multifamily apartment buildings, buying, selling, leasing, property management, construction management, and consulting. It's Halloween. It's raining. It's another year. My kids are getting older, and again, time is just flying by, and I think when I realize that time is flying by, I think it's a good thing. That just means that I'm appreciative of what I've got going on, and that it gives me a good perspective that time is very limited, and got some opportunities going on. Somebody offered to purchase my rental property that I've had for 20 years in an area that you would consider just unusual or not typical as far as appreciation. Bought the house for probably about $60,000 20 years ago, and now somebody's offering in the mid 200,000s for it. So not your typical appreciation on an investment property, but this area I got in at the right time and when nobody really wanted to be there, but I saw the potential, and that's luckily I'm going to hopefully benefit from that risk. And just like any other investments, you take risks, you win some, you lose some. This one was probably my biggest win. So I got to make a decision whether I'm going to accept that offer. This, I didn't put the house on the market, but there's some things going on in the neighborhood and development going on, and a developer offered a pretty decent price for the property. So we will see how that goes, and hopefully we can close that deal if I decide to do it. I have to talk to my CPA and all of that to make sure that we that I'm making the right decisions. Plus I have to talk to an attorney about a couple things regarding, if I don't sell the house, then I have to refi the house or take out a loan to reconnect a sewer that wasn't supposed to be connected, that was supposed to be connected properly, and it wasn't, and it's going underneath somebody else's property, and they discovered this while they were developing the property, and so they're basically requesting that I do that. So that's what's going on in my personal investing right now, and I've got to be thinking ahead, what am I going to do with that money? I'm obviously going to have to pay capital gains taxes on the gain, and I've been depreciating the house over 20 years, so the basis is going to be really low, and I'll either have to do a 1031 exchange or I'll have to pay the taxes on the capital gain. So, glad to have that problem. If I'm paying taxes, that means I'm making money. Just recapping or following up on some deals. We're finally got an executed purchase contract for a commercial building, mixed-use building that we have for sale. And we are now just waiting for the inspections. So we have to bird dog the inspections on a daily basis, and get that thing to close by December 16th. So that'll be a good Christmas present if that closes on the 16th. And I'm trying to get a lease deal done, and wanted to talk about common area maintenance charges. And what that is that it's actually a charge on top of the rent that a landlord charges a commercial tenant to pay for snow plowing, landscaping, other expenses to maintain the property, to keep it clean, keep the lights on, and all of that. And usually they calculate that based on the percentage of square footage of your space to the total square footage of the building. So make sure when you're doing a commercial lease that you ask what the what numbers they're using, and then also an estimated expense for usually the common area maintenance charges plus property taxes are disclosed to you. So property taxes you can get from the county records, but the expenses they have to show you, and it's usually charged based on the prior year's expenses. So you can ask for that, and then you can calculate what you would be paying extra a month. So in this instance, CAM charges and property taxes, the tenant would be paying an extra $350 a month on those charges. So that, for a small business owner, can make or break the decision to lease the property. And I wish we had this information a long time ago, because, you know, we've been negotiating the rent rate, and but it was contingent upon getting the CAM charges estimated, and then we finally get the CAM charges estimated when we're about to do the lease, and we find out that CAM charges are approaching $400 extra a month. So that wasn't budgeted by the client. They were budgeting about half or less than half of that for CAM, and you know, we'll see if this deal falls through. But hopefully it doesn't, because, you know, then we'll be back into the drawing board. But other than that, we will see how this goes, and when we can get word back that the landlord owner is going to accept it. I don't see why not. The space has been empty for like 3 or so years, and half the building, or more than half the building, has been empty for a long time. So we came in as a local representation for this landlord owner property management company in the shopping center, and we've gotten a couple leases in the works already to lease spaces in this plaza. So I'll keep you updated on that, on how that goes. And then hopefully we'll get through. I'll do a series on how the tenant gets through the renovation process of the space, and how they're doing as far as, because this is a new market for them. They're in the city of Cleveland and moving to the suburb, so this is brand new market. Hopefully it works out. Hopefully they retain some of their clients that they already have. I'll definitely be supporting them by getting my haircut at this barbershop as well. And then we will see what happens. So with that, I'm going to let you go. We'll give you another segment. I'm going later on to my kids' school. They're having a Halloween party, so parents are helping out. And I'm so thankful that I have a job that is flexible enough to do that. So I've got to put in some work tonight then to make up for the hours that I'm spending with the kids. But, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. So losing a couple hours of sleep is definitely worth it to make up the work so I can go spend that time with my kids. They're in third grade and sixth grade, and so these times are definitely not going to last forever, so I'm going to make sure I have gratitude and appreciate this right now. So, all right, we'll see you in the next segment. Talk to you soon. Segment two after the weekend. It's Monday, November 5th, I believe. Winter is coming. Getting colder. Saw some snow this weekend. Again, perspective. Really good friend of mine, really close friend, one of my first co-workers when I got out of grad school. His dad passed away this weekend, and then also a current co-worker's father-in-law got hit by a car. So this weekend all I can think about is how thankful I am to have my health, because we got enough to struggle with regarding family and job and money and everything else. And, you know, if you can be thankful for nothing else but your health, then I think you are further ahead than a lot of people in this world. So pray for them. And, you know, it's just a part of life, the serious part of life that we should consider. And, you know, well, that drives me to do better, to know that you don't have an unlimited amount of time left. So just keep pushing. But, you know, regardless, we're talking real estate. And today we are talking to our marketing advisor to see what we can do to attract and advertise for listings. I need listings. I need my starting my business planning, which you should all plan for almost every day, I guess, looking at your business plan. I definitely didn't hit my business goals this year. Just more of the same as far as income-wise and then growth-wise. I've not that I haven't grown at all. I just think that I could do a lot better when it comes to growing my business, growing my network, getting the things that I need to get in order to sustain my business, and then hopefully sooner than later thrive in that business income wise and also just growth of what I'm doing in, both on the brokerage side and both on the investment and development side. So I have no excuses. I think I have enough experience over the years that we can do this. Obviously we're I'm always learning, and I need to go in and do new things, try new things in order to get more experience in areas like, you know, commercial development and brokerage. And, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know why, I have this block of, you know, right now going after listings that are less than $1 million. So, you know, I think I have in my head that, you know, I may not be able to, or, you know, I might, I'm psyching myself out before I even try for those listings. But, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. And, you know, even though I don't have a ton of experience selling, leasing those, that magnitude of a property, then, you know, I just need to get in there to see what I need to do to get those listings in the future. So we will hopefully take our own advice, execute. And I'm also trying to utilize a task grid scheduling system with 15-minute increments, because we got so many things to focus on and do that I see it as a great way to focus and make sure that we get everything done. Now, do we execute on everything? Absolutely not. But starting to get better and better, and just little things I've learned over the past few weeks. I need to get to bed at a certain time, no matter what, and wake up at a certain time. You know, limit myself to 6 to 7 hours of sleep a night, which I'm not getting, but I'm staying up too late doing things that aren't productive. So need to get some Amazon orders shipped to Amazon so that we can take advantage of the biggest buying time of the year for Amazon, and also trying to get a handle of our retail resell business so that we can grow that business as well. So with that, I'm going to let you go. We'll do another segment. I got a couple showings today. I'm blessed with some leads that are looking at houses in the $200,000 to $400,000 range. So hopefully we can get a contract going on that, and we will update you on that and also other deals that we are trying to close by mid-December. All right, we'll see you in the next segment. What's up? Segment three of Talking Real Estate. Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services in Cleveland, Ohio. First week in November, November 6th today. Just got done showing a property to a residential home buyer looking for 2+ acres in the southwest or southeast suburbs of Cleveland. Wants to have privacy, wants to have peace and quiet where they live, and live in a wooded area. So interesting to see. You know, one thing I want to comment is you got to really listen to what your clients want, because you're going to waste a lot of time showing houses when you're showing them stuff that they don't really like. And you got to be really honest. You can't, you know, I don't consider myself and when I'm a buyer's representative, a salesperson, you know, because you're just the, if they like the house and it fits all their criteria, they will buy it. You can't force somebody to like a property that doesn't have their criteria in mind and then expect them to not have buyer's remorse or have resentment towards you because you sold them a bill of goods somehow that they should buy a particular house where, you know, again, you need to know your clients' needs, wants, desires, and then you'll sell more houses. And your job is to find them that house that fits at least as many criteria points as possible. And then your negotiation skills and trying to get the best price for your buyer will obviously increase your sales. So just something that I've experienced. And the other thing too is that I'll talk about this in connection with technology and the real estate industry, and we've talked about this in the past. Technology is ever changing. You as a real estate broker agent, you really need to understand on a daily basis what's going on with the latest and greatest technologies. That's one thing, but the other thing is also being on top of marketing and generating leads. So went to a seminar last Friday and they talked about lead generation and that buying leads from automated sources like Zillow and other, you know, when people look at houses on the internet and they call, they are connected with an agent, and now these companies are monetizing that that attention by trying to sell you as the realtor or agent those leads. So it was a interesting fact. 5.5 million residential homes were sold in the U.S. You know, from year to year. And over 100 million, over 100 million leads were sold. So, and then out of those 100 million leads and the houses sold, you know, let's say 5.5 million, maybe half of those, are not coming from leads, they're just coming from direct referrals, maybe even more. So you're really fighting for 2.5%, let's say, of the leads that are actually going to end up closing on a home. So just think about that for a second. I've gotten leads through these services, and I will make closings, but in order to grow your business, you need to create and develop those relationships with people. Ask in your sphere of influence, you know, for a referral. Somebody's always looking, thinking, or contemplating something about real estate, whether they need to live in a place, whether they need to sell their place, or if it's a business looking to find space for their business or sell their commercial space. So, you know, you just need to know and let everybody know who you are and what you do, and so that when the time comes for them to make a decision on real estate, they will say, hey, let me call up Mike because I saw some content, or I know we talked about real estate brokerage at one point in time, even if it was years ago. So you never know where those leads might, or you know, where those relationships might lead to. And I, you know, to be honest, I need to do a better job of cultivating those relationships with my past clients and my current clients and also potential clients. So you want to put them in a funnel, and I just realized this week that I really need to, you know, cultivate my existing relationships. Why am I, what it's probably looking like to those clients is that I just use them to make my commission, and now I'm no longer in contact or whatever. And they can choose to tell you not to contact them as much, but I think for the most part, if you had a good outcome for the transaction that you just completed with that buyer, then you really need to. So Christmas is coming up, holidays are coming up. I need to send holiday cards. I bought holiday cards last year and I never sent them out. So I need to start doing that this week, even if it's not sending it to all my past clients, but they're going to be your best advertisement, best referral sources for people looking to buy, sell, lease, and so on and so forth, either commercial or residential real estate. So talking about technology, artificial intelligence is getting more and more prevalent within all industries. So you really need to understand how that's going to affect yours. And what I saw as an example is that there is services that can act as your virtual assistant, setting up appointments as an example, finding a contractor for you to talk to about a repair and so on and so forth, and not just prompted, pre-recorded voice, activated or canned responses. These are actual conversations that you're having with the computer. So that, if you find that hard to believe, look up Google Duplex and artificial intelligence and see what kind of technology is out there now that's available right now for people to use. So with that, I'm going to drop off here, but just know that with all technology, what's going to make you viable in your marketplace is and will continue to be the relationships that you build with your clients. Regardless of how much technology is out there, they'll always come back to you because of that relationship. With that, I'll leave you, and we'll talk more about this. But in the meantime, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.